good afternoon. My name is Lulu. I was calling to speak with the owner of Thomas Siteworks.
You're speaking with him.
All right. Very good. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. You know, the reason I was reaching out to you this afternoon, we are, the company is Local Splash, and I'm Lulu. And what we are is a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing. And we had a position become available on the first page of Google for excavating contractors in your area there. And I would love
right.
to share that with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all right. First of all, let me just ask this,
please.
Now. I'm not being rude. So what kind of money, are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you. Good
businessman. I cut through the chase and the paperwork and all that there, and then I can give you an answer whether I will or won't.
Okay, honey. It's approximately eight. I'll tell you. Okay, I'm going to tell you. All due respect. It's approximately $8 to $10 a day, okay, on a monthly basis with no contracts and unlimited calls coming in directly to you.
Right. So you're looking at $300 a month.
Approximately.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
No more than that. Yeah. So.
Right.
Now. I mean, it could be less than 300, okay? With this, because you're new in business. You're new in business, right?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, there you have it. Very good.
But so I've done this type of work for 20 years with a different company. I just now opened up my own business last year, yes.
Thank God, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm 63 years old, and I kind of look at myself and I'm like, are you kidding? Are you that stupid?
Why do you say that?
Well, I'm wanting to retire, you know, so, you know, and you go buy a brand new piece of equipment, so now you look at it and say, well, I got to work for the next 5 years anyway.
Yeah, there you go. So you do something like this, it's unlimited calls, so you can retire in 2 years, 1 year. Sooner.
Right.
Who knows, you know, because people use Google to find businesses like you with all that experience. I mean, come on, you know what you're doing. You're going to get in there, get the job done, do it right, and get paid and move on to the next.
Well, you know the world, how it is nowadays. You still got the cutthroats out there that's messing up all the jobs like because they don't have the experience. They don't know what the average cost. Like I got a piece of equipment right now, you know, minimum is going to be about $15,000 in repair. You know, people don't realize, you know, the expense.
You're right. I agree.
And they get out here and they want to undercut the BS and cut the prices down, just to pay their equipment payment. Well, okay, you better be thinking about what's going to happen. It ain't if it's going to break down. It's a matter of when is it going to break down.
Not if
it's going to break down. It's when it's going to happen. So this don't happen.
Look, you know what? We got to tell ourselves it's not going to break down. You got to baby it, take care of it.
I don't care what you do with it.
Whatever you got to do. Oh, man, you're funny. You're good, but you're right. You're true. Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, I've been at this for a long time, you know.
I know you have. I know you have. Bless your heart. I know. Mm-hmm. What's your service radius there? How far do you typically travel for new potential clients?
I live right here in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida. So, you know, you got Fort Walton, which is about 30 miles west of us. You got Panama City, which is about 30 miles east of us.
Oh, cool.
Then you got Freeport and Dupuniac, which is north of us, you know, about 30 miles. So, you know, you got different places around here. And right now, actually, where we're living at, Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, I mean, it's just booming so unbelievable you wouldn't really even think, you know, consider what's really going on down here. It's not slowing down at all, you know, at all.
You know, oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
We're getting bidding wars down here, and people buying $6, $8 million houses cash money.
Come on.
Sight unseen.
Come on.
I'm serious. They've been houses down here. They won that a builder built that we were working for. 16.3 mil, and it was on the market for 2 weeks, and it was sold cash money, 16.2 million.
Where did they get all that money? I want to know.
That's I said one time I want to know, but really and truly I don't want to know because then I might know too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my, yeah. If they need your help, then boom, you're right there. Oh my goodness sakes. Wow, that's something else.
I work for that does spend that kind of money right here. Well, let me tell you how I got my money. I said, no, sir. You keep that yourself. I don't want to know nothing about that.
Right. Wow, that's insane. That's wild. And you're way, way up there. Oh my goodness right. Sakes. Yeah. Are you doing commercial work as well?
I am. I mean, I'll do anything. You know, I worked with a company for 20 years, you know, and I worked with DOT building roads for 20 years with them, you know. Oh. I've done commercial sites. I've done everything, you know. I'm talking about from milling to laying the storm drain, laying waterway and sewer, the milling, curb and gutter, asphalt, base rock, you know. I've done everything.
Wow.
I ran a paving crew for 7 years for this company, you know. So I know all about the paving, you know.
Right.
A roller and stuff like that there, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
I thought I had a guy out of Texas. He told me, you know, look, you get serious about wanting to start your own business, get in touch with him. You know, he said, I'll be interested. So I tried calling him, but I ain't never been able to get hold of him. Then he finally told me, you know, something. So I ain't got back with him. Because really, truly, I look at it this way. You know, people have to say, well, why you, you know, look, man, stay small. I said, look, man, that ain't how you run a business. To run a business.
Yeah.
You need to go big, you know. And when I say big, I'm talking about like brand new equipment, brand new trucks, 30 or 40 of them, you know what I'm saying? And hire the people, you know. Pay top-notch money for the people that's going to stay with you, going to work, going to be dependable.
Yeah.
That way, that's how you get help. That's how you get good help. Let me put it that way.
Right. You're exactly right. Yep.
Because now you can't find nobody that wants to work, period, to start with.
Yeah.
And everybody that is good that knows this work right here, it's already satisfied and comfortable where they're at because, you know, they enjoy where they're working. And the only way to get them is you got to pay more money.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
I mean, and then you're good. You lose on your profit end, but the thing about it is you get quality people, quality operators.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I mean,
you know, really
and truly, your money ahead.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you looking to go big?
Well, I mean, yeah, if I had the backing, yeah. If I had the backing to where I could be comfortable and not have to worry about something, I would. You see what I'm saying?
When I say
the backing, you know, you'd have to have the backing of somebody willing to put out anywhere from $5 to $10 million out there and not worry about it, right?
Yeah.
And let it evolve itself.
Right.
Because it would eventually evolve itself. You see what I'm getting at?
Right. Yeah, sure. Absolutely,
you know,
definitely, yeah.
I mean,
what's your name? My name's
James Michael Thomas, but I go by Mike.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah. And see, instead of me being a general contractor holding a license, what I do, I'd hire somebody that is got the license themselves, and then we'd use their license.
On the general.
You can do everything yourself. You'll be able to sub everything out that you don't want to do, don't want to touch.
Right.
See,
right.
A lot of people don't realize when you sub something out, whenever you go and then you get a bid from the such, they turn it and they return it back to you. Automatically, you put anywhere from 10% to 20% on top of their bid, all right? Because you're the one that's holding everything, business liability, and all this here.
Yeah. And do you have a license?
And you got to do.
You have your license, right?
I got a business license. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, I'm riding insurance and what I'm doing.
Yeah, you do. Bless your heart. So, Mike, with this position here that became available, it's my job to let you know that it's exclusive. And what that means is once we fill this position today, we're going to close the area out. In other words, with that being said, make it easier on you. We won't work with your competitors, okay? We've been in business a lot of years, and we follow the Google guidelines. And with the new in business rate, I did send it over to my director, Amy. And she is going to pull up all the details. And to be honest with you, Amy's been listening in on the call, so she knows everything already. So let me grab her here. So I'm just going to bring her actually in the call, but she's heard what we've talked about. So let me grab her here.
All right.
Okay. James Michael Thomas. Is that you?